Section 30, the prisoner shall go free. Reading assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2, Section 124, verses 25 through 55, Section 127, and Section 128. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 36 through 39, and Our Heritage, pages 58 through 60. On January 19, 1841, several months after the saints had begun performing baptisms for the dead, the Lord commanded them to build a temple in Nauvoo. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 124, verses 25 through 27. What reasons did the Lord give for this commandment? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 124, verses 28 through 30, verse 33, verses 40 through 41, and verse 55. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 128, verse 15. In what ways do the dead depend on us for their salvation? In what ways does our salvation depend on the salvation of the dead? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 128, verses 17 to 18. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 128, verse 19 and verses 22 through 24. According to these verses, what should our attitude be about the gospel and about performing baptisms for the dead? Scripture chain, baptism for the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29. Doctrine and Covenants, section 127, verses 5 through 9. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 15 through 18. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 28 through 35. Scriptures relating to topic number 30, the prisoner shall go free. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 25 through 27. 25, and again verily I say unto you, let all my saints come from afar. 26, and send ye swift messengers, yea, chosen messengers, and say unto them, come ye with all your gold and your silver and your precious stones, and with all your antiquities, and with all who have knowledge of antiquities, that will come may come, and bring the box tree and the fir tree and the pine tree, together with all the precious trees of the earth. 27. And with iron, with copper, and with brass, and with zinc, and with all your precious things of the earth, and build a house to my name, for the Most High to dwell therein. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verses 28 through 30, verse 33, verses 40 through 41, and verse 55. 28. For there is not a place found on the earth that he may come to and restore again that which was lost unto you, or which he hath taken away, even the fullness of the priesthood. 29. For a baptismal font there is not upon the earth, that they, my saints, may be baptized for those who are dead. 30. For this ordinance belongeth to my house, and cannot be acceptable to me, only in the days of your poverty, wherein ye are not able to build a house unto me. 33. For verily I say unto you, that after you have had sufficient time to build a house to me, wherein the ordinance of baptizing for the dead belongeth, and for which the same was instituted from before the foundation of the world, your baptisms for your dead cannot be acceptable unto me. 40. And verily I say unto you, let this house be built unto my name, that I may reveal mine ordinances therein unto my people. 41. For I deign to reveal unto my church things which have been kept hid from before the foundation of the world, things that pertain to the dispensation of the fullness of times. 55. And again verily I say unto you, I command you again to build a house to my name, even in this place, that you may prove yourselves unto me that ye are faithful in all things, whatsoever I command you, that I may bless you and crown you with honor, immortality, and eternal life. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 17 through 18. 17. And again in connection with this quotation, I will give you a quotation from one of the prophets who had his eye fixed on the restoration of the priesthood, the glories to be revealed in the last days, and in an especial manner, this most glorious of all subjects belonging to the everlasting gospel, namely the baptism for the dead. For Malachi says, last chapter, verses 5 and 6, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. 18. I might have rendered a plainer translation to this, but it is sufficiently plain to suit my purpose as it stands. It is sufficient to know in this case that the earth will be smitten with a curse unless there is a welding link of some kind or other between the fathers and the children upon some subject or other. And behold, what is that subject? It is the baptism for the dead. For we without them cannot be made perfect. Neither can they without us be made perfect. Neither can they nor we be made perfect without those who have died in the gospel also. For it is necessary in the ushering in of the dispensation of the fullness of times, which dispensation is now beginning to usher in, that a whole and complete and perfect union, and welding together of dispensations, and keys and powers and glory should take place, and be revealed from the days of Adam even to the present time. And not only this, but those things which never have been revealed from the foundation of the world, but have been kept hid from the wise and prudent, shall be revealed unto babes and sucklings in this, the dispensation of the fullness of times. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 19, and verses 22 through 24. 19. Now what do we hear in the gospel, which we have received? A voice of gladness, a voice of mercy from heaven, and a voice of truth out of the earth. Glad tidings for the dead, a voice of gladness for the living and the dead. Glad tidings of great joy. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those that bring glad tidings of good things, and that say unto Zion, Behold, thy God reigneth. As the dews of Carmel, so shall the knowledge of God descend upon them. 22. Brethren, shall we not go on in so great a cause? Go forward and not backward. Courage, brethren, and on to the victory. Let your hearts rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Let the earth break forth into singing. Let the dead speak forth anthems of eternal praise to the King Emmanuel, who hath ordained before the world was that which would enable us to redeem them out of their prison, for the prisoners shall go free. 23. Let the mountains shout for joy, and all ye valleys cry aloud, and all ye seas and dry lands tell the wonders of your eternal King, and ye rivers and brooks and rills flow down with gladness. Let the woods and all the trees of the field praise the Lord, and ye solid rocks weep for joy, and let the sun, moon, and the morning stars sing together, and let all the sons of God shout for joy, and let the eternal creations declare his name forever and ever. And again I say, how glorious is the voice we hear from heaven, proclaiming in our ears glory and salvation and honor and immortality and eternal life, kingdoms, principalities, and powers. 24. Behold, the great day of the Lord is at hand. And who can abide the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Let us therefore as a church and a people, and as Latter-day Saints, offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness, and let us present in his holy temple, when it is finished, a book containing the records of our dead, which shall be worthy of all acceptation. Scriptures relating to Scripture chain baptism for the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? Doctrine and Covenants, section 127, verses 5 through 9. 5. And again I give unto you a word in relation to the baptism for your dead. 6. Verily thus saith the Lord unto you concerning your dead. When any of you are baptized for your dead, let there be a recorder, and let him be eyewitness of your baptisms. Let him hear with his ears, that he may testify of a truth, saith the Lord. 7. That in all your recordings it may be recorded in heaven, Whatsoever you bind on earth may be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth may be loosed in heaven. 8. For I am about to restore many things to the earth, pertaining to the priesthood, saith the Lord of hosts. 9. And again let all the records be had in order, that they may be put in the archives of my holy temple, to be held in remembrance from generation to generation, saith the Lord of hosts. Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 15. And now, my dearly beloved brethren and sisters, let me assure you that these are principles in relation to the dead and the living that cannot be lightly passed over, as pertaining to our salvation. For their salvation is necessary and essential to our salvation. As Paul says concerning the fathers, that they without us cannot be made perfect, neither can we without our dead be made perfect. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 28 through 35. 28. And I wondered at the words of Peter, wherein he said that the Son of God preached unto the spirits in prison, who sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, and how it was possible for him to preach to those spirits and perform the necessary labor among them in so short a time. 29. And as I wondered, my eyes were opened and my understanding quickened, and I perceived that the Lord went not in person among the wicked and the disobedient, who had rejected the truth, to teach them. 30. But behold, from among the righteous he organized his forces, and appointed messengers clothed with power and authority, and commissioned them to go forth and carry the light of the gospel to them that were in darkness, even to all the spirits of men, and thus was the gospel preached to the dead. 31. And the chosen messengers went forth to declare the acceptable day of the Lord, and proclaim liberty to the captives who were bound, even unto all who would repent of their sins and receive the gospel. 32. Thus was the gospel preached to those who had died in their sins, without a knowledge of the truth, or in transgression, having rejected the prophets. 33. These were taught faith in God, repentance from sin, vicarious baptism for the remission of sins, the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. 34. And all other principles of the gospel that were necessary for them to know in order to qualify themselves, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. 35. And so it was made known among the dead, both small and great, the unrighteous as well as the faithful, that redemption had been wrought through the sacrifice of the Son of God upon the cross. End of the scriptures relating to section number 30. End of section 30, The Prisoners Shall Go Free.